Welcome to Make Your Wealth Work, the podcast where wealth becomes your greatest ally in achieving your dreams.
Let me tell you about my experience going back a little bit with Nelson Nash, and especially with his book, Becoming Your Own Banker, The Infinite Banking Concept. Now, I don't want you to do what I did in late 2000, early 2001. I got his book. This is the original edition one. And I should have read his book right away. Now, one thing that would have helped me is the book was only 84 pages at the time. And I'm so glad that I have the entire set, because we're now up to edition number 5. And there have been different iterations, different versions, different covers. One cover with his face, which I love the best. And if you go into edition 5, it's up to 92 pages. And Nelson added several more pages of suggested reading over and above his own book. Now, what I don't want you to do is what I did with this book when I first got it, which is I set it on my desk. I probably set it on the edge of the desk and told myself I would get around to it. And I didn't get around to it until a year later. And I started to pay attention. Now, in the meantime, you'll notice in the very first page of the book, it says, this book is the text of a 10-hour course on finance and on the power of dividend-paying whole life insurance. Now, many people will ignore what Nelson actually says in his book. This is the text of a 10-hour course. Now, this is the DVD of the 10-hour course. Fortunately for me, I had the blessing and the privilege of sitting at Nelson's feet for about 19 years while he taught the 10-hour course. And this was literally an in-person seminar that we invited our clients to. And Nelson has flown all over the country teaching his course to financial advisor, financial professionals, and their clients. And so we even want to give instructions or advice on how to approach the book. Now you'll find out that the book went through different versions. As I said, this was the 4th edition. I love this edition because it had his picture on it. I also thought it was pretty cool that it had the audio version of the book on 2 CDs that were actually attached to the book when you purchased it. Now, fast forward to the present, we're in edition number 5. There probably will not be any more editions past 5 because Nelson passed away, as you know, in 2019. But I have to congratulate him that he was able to self-publish and sell close to 1 million copies of his book on a self-published basis. This did not go through Amazon. This did not have a fantastic marketing campaign. But there are people who respected and honored and loved him and who wanted to get the message out and who continue to practice and teach the book. Fast forward to the present, where we say, if you're really serious about studying becoming your own banker, you're probably going to take it to an office supply and get the spiral binding put on it so you can keep it out flat when you're reading it. You'll notice the inside of my book is ridiculously charged with my notes, the bottom of which says, think. Nelson continually said, you have to rethink your thinking. It's all about the way you think. So if you're going to approach this book with the perspective that I'm going to see how these ideas fit in with my ideas, you may be barking up the wrong tree, because many of you have not been practicing finance or stewardship or wealth creation to any successful level. And I say that with all due respect because some people have. But if what you're doing is not working, you probably first want to dissect what's not working, and then stop doing that. So you want to add a new truth. It's new to you. You want to add a new truth to a blank slate, to a clean table. You want to start out with a clean slice of paper, as they say, and start to put these truths in effect based on being a new student, an innocent student without the preconceived notions. So the book is intense. It's profound. There's more than one truth in every paragraph. It's amazing how it continually unfolds, and many of my colleagues are continuing to help their clients expand their wealth, find new ways how to exploit the privilege of becoming your own banker. And that is to say, the idea is to get money flowing toward you, not away from you. Think of it as cash flow under management, as opposed to hiring a financial professional, somebody who manages your money as an outsider, and they are building up assets under management for their own account, for their own future, for their own retirement. What we want to do is we want to help you grow by acquiring this information and practicing financial literacy in your own house, in your own business, in your own family, with your own children, with your own posterity, so that your kids will be able to carry the truth forward and practice them in their own life. They'll be able to understand how to think like a banker, how to think like an owner, and make sure that the things that they're doing are actually going toward improving their net worth, for example, every quarter. Somebody told me a long time ago, you should be measuring your net worth every quarter and making sure that you're making strides, making improvement, making progress, learning new things, being more careful with the money that you do have so that you don't lose it, so that you don't go back several years. Now, when I met Nelson in 2000, I already owned multiple whole life policies, dividend paying whole life policies from mutual companies with 100-year track records, with impeccable integrity, with outstanding financial resources, balance sheets, etc. So I had the financials. What I didn't have was the mentorship. So we're offering you that mentorship now. You can get that mentorship in some way, shape, or form from lots of different professionals, but you need to participate by owning the information, by being a possessor, and by becoming a student, and then becoming an instructor to your family. So my advice in reading the book, I have to refer to R. Buckminster Fuller, who invented, I believe, the geodesic dome. He said, I've spent a lifetime unlearning the things that I found not to be true. So once we get those false premises in our head, it's a really difficult task to unlearn them. So the first thing we have to do is unlearn those things, set them aside, and open yourself up for new learning. So set aside your preconceived notions, your presuppositions, burn them, throw them in the trash heap. If they don't work, you have to let go of them. For example, using your tax refund as an element of your financial planning. Your tax refund is an interest-free loan that you make to the government if you're doing so, and it's earning you nothing. So you're setting the money in advance and you're counting on that as a savings account of sorts. But at the same time, you'll wonder, well, if I look at this investment or that financial opportunity, what is the rate of return? Well, the rate of return on your tax refund is absolutely zero. So we need to get out of that habit of counting on a tax refund to give us a windfall of money. Prepare to be an owner. Prepare to think like an owner, not a renter. Because when you spend your money, at the end of the year, you look back and you have 5% left or 10% left or maybe even less than that. What's happened is you've given your income away. And now when you need money to make a purchase, to make an investment, to take your family on vacation, what are you going to do? You're going to rent somebody else's money. Now you're a renter, not an owner. So we say that when you take over the banking function, you're becoming your own banker. I have to tell you not to read this book after 9 o'clock at night. At least don't start reading it for the first time after 9 o'clock at night, because it will keep you up. You'll ruin your sleep. At least you'll curtail your sleep and you'll wake up groggy in the morning. You may be waking up groggy and happy, but you'll be waking up groggy. So don't start reading this book after 9 o'clock at night. Look for life change. This was a 10-hour course that we've attended over and over and over again, because we're talking about helping people get out of habits that are generational in nature. And most of the habits that we learned, first of all, don't work. Second of all, they didn't work for our parents and grandparents. They believed in paying cash, and if you didn't have the cash, you didn't buy the item. But if you did pay cash, you gave up all the future earnings on that cash. So we call it lost opportunity cost, that you're giving away. So you finance everything you buy. You pay interest to somebody else when you finance it, when you rent their money, or you give up the interest that you could have earned when you pay cash, and you give up that interest forever. So we're looking for life change. We're looking to start a business. In essence, it's a business that's a concept, but you'll be running this business for the rest of your life and passing it on to your kids in the sense of passing on the wisdom. So don't look for short-term wins. The win is in the long term. You will find some improvements immediately this year, this month. You'll find improvements in the way that you're managing your wealth when you take ownership of it. Nelson said, it's all about the way you think. And we're going to continually stress that as we help you get through the course, get through the book, get through the studies, and compare what Nelson is presenting with what you thought to be true before. You may find that many of the things that you thought to be true will actually turn out not to be true, and then will help you get out from under those burdens. We look forward to it. Hope you'll follow up and follow us, and talk to you soon.
This is the PodcastFactory.com.